Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
On Monday, millions of Iraqi Kurds turned out and voted on a landmark referendum on independence, and unofficial results show that Kurds have voted overwhelmingly for that independence. Kurds are the fourth largest ethnic group in the Middle East and a strategic ally to the United States. They fought for statehood for decades, and even after acquiring their semi-autonomous status in 1991 at the end of the Gulf War, continued to fight for the referendum that has just occurred. Sally Nabil is a correspondent for the BBC on the ground in Erbil, the Kurdish capital, and she's been speaking to voters on the ground.
I've just been talking to people in Erbil's old market, and all of them are very much pro-independence. They feel that they have made the right decision despite any regional threats or warnings, despite even the warnings coming out from the federal government in Baghdad, which said that this referendum is unconstitutional and we will not recognize the results whatsoever, and we are not willing to start any sort of negotiations with the Kurdish government. But the people here, they have a high sense of national pride. They told me that this is a dream coming true, and we don't mind whatever anybody says, because eventually the international community is going to accept the status quo. They say we are 5 million people here, and there are many other countries that have a far less population, and they are independent countries. So they say that they deserve to have their own state. Besides, they said that the government in Baghdad, they do not accept us. We feel like second-class citizens when we go to Baghdad. So we need equality. We need to feel like first-class citizens. So it seems that they are very much pro-independence, and they say that this is the right time to make this decision. To them, it's now or never.
There are potentially deep regional implications here, Sally Nabil. Of course, you mentioned that the federal government in Baghdad is against it. It would break up the country. Turkey is definitely against it. In fact, yesterday, Turkey said it had amassed troops along the border with Iraq because of their conflict with PKK and other Kurdish groups in Turkey. The United States is a staunch Kurdish ally and has been opposed to this for years. There are a lot of implications here.
Actually, almost everybody opposes this referendum. All the international and regional powers oppose the referendum. We are talking specifically here about Turkey and Iran, who has threatened to close the borders. And Turkey is extremely important because the Kurdish region depends heavily on oil revenues. And the Kurds, they have an oil pipeline going from the disputed city of Kirkuk up to a port, the port of Ceyhan in Turkey. So if this stops, people's lives here is going to be really, really tough. They are kind of aware of the fact that tough times are lying ahead, but they are also hoping that at the end, the international community might accept the status quo.
Implications for the United States, Sally Nabil, concerned about the fight against ISIS. The Kurdish Peshmerga are staunch allies and some of the most effective fighters in that war. How might this affect that situation?
Actually, let me put that in a wider context. According to many analysts, it is the fight against IS that emboldened the Kurds to take such a step. As for the United States, it has been providing a lot of support for the Peshmerga forces. And I've been talking to some leaders or some politicians from the Peshmerga ministry, and it is just like the Ministry of Defense here. I told them, what are you going to do without international support? He said that, I don't know if the politicians have plan B, but we are just going to survive with what we have at the moment. And he said that all the countries at the beginning, they do struggle, but by time things are going to get better. And he said that he hopes that the US-led coalition would realize how vital and how important the Peshmerga forces are in the fight against IS, and they would keep supporting them.
Sally Nabil with the BBC in Erbil, thank you so much.
Thank you.